Kathy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Kathy, tennis players lived more than 9 years longer than people who are sedentary and topping the list of sports. Why exactly is this?
It was a very interesting finding. I mean, we do need to be a bit careful of it because it's sort of an observational study and there could be other factors. So it could be that, you know, tennis players, you know, perhaps are wealthier or, you know, are more motivated in other ways, and those factors might make them live longer. However, the authors did do quite a good job trying to adjust for that. And in fact, they did one analysis where they just looked at people with a university education. And interestingly, that effect was maintained, that the tennis players still lived longer. Now, the study authors thought that perhaps it was to do with the social aspect of tennis, because, you know, being more socially connected has also been found to lead to a longer life. But I'm not so sure about that, because I think you can have social aspects in other sports as well. So I tend to think it's probably to do with the intensity of tennis. So, you know, we do know that more intensive sports that sort of stimulate the heart and lungs and muscles and everything more fully are better for us and have previously been found to be associated with longer life. So, yeah, I think it does tend to be about the intensity of the activity. You know, some of the other sports perhaps could have been done, you know, more gently. So, you know, they looked at running, but, you know, perhaps some people in there were jogging more slowly, and, you know, perhaps we do really need that more vigorous activity.
You mentioned earlier about the social bonds. Why exactly does developing social bonds from, say, a team sport have more of a protective effect on someone's health, making them live longer?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's probably something that's not well understood. So it really does come from kind of observational studies. So it could be that, you know, people who are more socially connected, you know, might actually be more likely to seek out healthcare. So, you know, if they kind of have something they're a bit concerned about and they discuss it with a friend who then says, oh, no, that's a bit of a worry, you really should go and see a doctor about that. So it could be, you know, that type of thing. It could also be in the kind of mental health benefits of, you know, being more with other people and, you know, having more connections might then have some sort of carry-on to better physical health. So yeah, it's not all that well understood, but it has sort of come through in other studies as well.
Well, why exactly do people often stop exercising as they get older?
So a lot of people, well, for some people, they can have, you know, good reasons to stop exercising. So they might have health problems, you know, chest pain or, you know, bad muscle pain or something like that. And so sometimes that is a good reason to stop. But, you know, sometimes with some professional advice, people could actually keep going. So, you know, going to see a heart specialist, and, you know, there's actually good evidence even with people with heart problems that exercise can be a good idea. Similarly with, you know, musculoskeletal problems, again, often a pain can be managed and isn't necessarily a reason to stop exercising. But sometimes it can just be a social idea that, you know, sometimes people think that when they're older, you know, maybe it's not appropriate to exercise or not appropriate to exercise more vigorously. But, you know, we really need to change that perception, because actually there's massive benefits of exercise for people at any age.
So the whole idea really is to keep exercising until the doctor says otherwise.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. But, well, people may need to change the type of exercise they do as they get older, and, you know, maybe look for, you know, different groups of people to do it with. But, you know, there is lots of opportunities out there these days.
Well, going on to life expectancy, you know, it seems like there's so many different factors. You know, you've got the social aspect, tennis. What is the kind of general advice people should be doing to live a bit longer?
Well, you know, really there is a strong role of exercise, and particularly fitness. So it's actually been found, been confirmed recently that, you know, actually being fitter actually is associated with a longer life, even after controlling for other health conditions and things like that. So, you know, really the advice is for people to keep as active as possible, but also if they have any health concerns, to really try and get those addressed, you know, rather than, you know, just sort of ignoring them.
I do Bikram yoga and I've been out of practice, and you've convinced me to get back into it a little bit more regularly.
Excellent, because really that life course approach is crucial. So really younger people getting into those really good exercise habits that they maintain through life is really the way to go.
Exactly. I really need to get into all the lifestyle exercise. I'm trying.
Excellent. Well, it's challenging for everybody, even for us as researchers, you know, understanding the benefits.
Exactly. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.